I do not remember the name of the church. I think it was the Unitarian Church on 35th Street off Park Avenue in New York. We are met upon a sad occasion to pay our last formal respects to Alan Freed. No gathering of men, women, and children, none of us who have heard the voice of Alan Freed throughout the years, will be able, in reality, either to pay their final tribute to him or be capable of doing him final homage. For the voice and the personality it projected was such that the inner ear will again and again hear the sound of Alan Freed, so that he will be with us forever. I remember Alan as a devoted husband and a doting father whose care and solicitude for the members of his family knew no bounds. My family visited with Alan and his family many times. He had a wonderful way with the children. They were happy when around him. I remember in particular last summer when my younger son and I visited with Alan, Inga, and the children in Palm Springs. I knew that things were unbearably difficult for Alan, but there he was with all his children, acting in front of them as though all were well with the world and Alan Freed, never for one moment visiting upon the children his cares, woes, and feelings of despair. A heroic performance, if there ever was one. I remember Alan when he first came to New York. And I remember how, in a few short years, he became the most popular disc jockey in the world, the one they called the King, the man who, by the force of his talents, channeled and changed the course of popular music throughout the world. Only last year we witnessed the phenomenon of an unknown English group, the Beatles, become world famous overnight by their applying and repeating all the sound and direction of the music that Alan Freed shaped and fashioned. Alan raised the standard of the disc jockey from that of the performer who repeats what others have created to that of the originator and creator. Alan did not popularize rock and roll. He virtually cajoled, nursed, and succeeded in creating a new sound of music that he labeled rock and roll. Some of us know that in the early years, Alan had a classical radio program. How he prized his collection of Red Seal records and his particular love and reverence for the music of Bach. It is therefore fitting and proper that Bach's music should be played at the beginning and conclusion of this memorial service, and that two of the compositions that Alan wrote with Harvey Fuqua, sincerely and most of all, should be played during the service. Let us not remember Alan in sorrow because of his great misfortune in these last few years, of his unhappiness because he was denied the opportunity to function and participate in the world of music and entertainment he loved so dearly, because of his untimely and needless death, because of the loss of a dear friend. But let us remember Alan and the happiness that he brought to millions of people by the brilliance of his talent, for the fire, for the zeal and energy with which he engaged in every charity when called upon, for the fact that he was